Morning Watch, Day 4. God's Charge, Promise, and Encouragement to Joshua, Week 1. Related Verses. Joshua 1, 5-7. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and take courage, for you will cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous, being certain to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn away from it to the right or to the left, that you may have success wherever you go. Philippians 1:20. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. Hebrews 2:14-15. Since therefore the children have shared in blood and flesh, he also himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is, the devil, and might release those who, because of the fear of death, through all their life were held in slavery. 2 Timothy 1:6-7. For which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. Colossians 1:10. To walk worthily of the Lord, to please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing by the full knowledge of God. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing to him. For he who comes forward to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Romans 12:11. Do not be slothful in zeal, but be burning in spirit, serving the Lord. Related Reading. God's promised verse was that no man would be able to stand before Joshua all the days of his life. Second, God's promise was that he would be with Joshua and would not fail him or forsake him. In verse 9c, God said to Joshua, Jehovah your God is with you wherever you go. First, God encouraged Joshua to be strong and to be bold. Joshua was to be bold, not in himself, but in the moving and operating God. Next, God encouraged Joshua not to be afraid or dismayed. Furthermore, God told Joshua that he would have success wherever he went. The children of Israel agreed with Joshua in taking God's commission. Their response in verses 16 through 18 implied their willingness, their readiness, and their being in one accord, not only with Joshua, but also with Jehovah their God, as expressed by their blessing of Joshua in the name of their God. They were one with the triune God in the great wheel of his economy for the purpose of gaining the good land. 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7 indicate that we need to fan our spirit into flame. In these verses, Paul says, For which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. Our God-given spirit is what we must fan into flame. We have to fan our spirit. At times you may suffer to such an extent that you may begin to doubt God and doubt your salvation. But regardless of how much you doubt, one thing is within you that you cannot deny, your spirit. You are not like a beast. You have a spirit. The spirit is a trouble to Satan. Regardless of how much work Satan has done and is still doing, there is one thing within us that he cannot touch, our spirit. we need to fan our spirit into flame.
If you want to fan your spirit into flame, you need to open up your mouth, open up your heart, and open up your spirit. You need to open these three layers of your being. You have to use your mouth to say, "Oh, Lord Jesus." But then you have to go deeper by using your mouth with your heart to say, "Oh, Lord Jesus." Then you need to go even deeper by using your mouth with your heart and with your spirit to say, "Oh, Lord Jesus." This is to open up your spirit from deep within. Then the fire burns. If you are down, you should call, "Oh, Lord Jesus," again and again from deep within with the exercise of your spirit. Then you will be up. Quite often we are cheated and deceived by the enemy. We say that we are weak and cloudy, but when we say that we are weak, we are weak. When we say that we are cloudy, we are cloudy. On the other hand, when we say that we are strong, we are strong. When we say that we are clear, we are clear. When we say what we are, that is what we are. Do not say that you are weak. If you say that you are weak, weakness is with you. But if you say that you are strong, strength is with you. We can say that we are strong because we have the capacity. We have the capital. God gave us not a spirit of cowardice, but a spirit of power, of love, and of sober-mindedness. We should declare this and claim this. Then we will have it. This is our portion. This is our legal, God-appointed lot, which has been allotted to us by God.